Oh, look at you. All right. Let's do cleanup. Don't hate. Let's finish up Matthew chapter 18, 21 through 35, the parable of the unforgiving servant. And then that way we can tell Davey and Katie that we actually finished one, because this will finish that one. So this is part, whatever part it is, part two or part three. I want to finish that up. And let me get ready to share my screen. And I just want to do some review. Wait, where are we? This is not where I want to be.
Alt.
We went way past this. All right, what page are we on? I'm getting myself. So Matthew, Al, you'll be happy to know that we are in the same place that we were last time. All right.
And there you go.
It wasn't no four. We ain't been gone 4 weeks.
Well, remember we do the teaching in the spirit.
Yes,
oh, we did.
Yes.
For 1 week.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yes. All right. I don't want you to think that you can miss 3 weeks and still come in here. We're on the same lesson. God forbid. All right. All right. So let me go back. I think I just found a lesson on my screen here. I just want to go through. Somebody turn to James chapter 2, verse 13, as we get started. And and there's one question I want us to look at. And it's in verse 32. And it's when he said, then his Lord, 31. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. When we see other believers in need that are being done unjustly, no mercy, we should take it to the Lord. That's what I got out of that piece. We should take it to the Lord. If we can't get them out of the situation, then we should take it to the Lord. And there's a lot of people in need. Just take it to the Lord. All right? I can't do anything about the folk in the Ukraine, but throw them a few pennies and take it to the Lord. All right? Amen. All right. Okay. Verse 32. Then his Lord, after that, he had called him and said unto him, oh, thou wicked servant. Yeah, that's scary. That means, because this parable is likened to the kingdom of God, that means unforgiveness in God's eyes is seen as wickedness.
It's a sin.
So we have to be careful as believers, because this guy followed the steps, but he missed step 4 and 5. So you can be passed over and forgiven and still do some wicked stuff. And you know, and here's where we got to be careful as Christians. We already know what's wicked. Sexual sins, perversion, stealing, robbing banks, going on a date and leaving your girl in the park. Did that just come out of my mouth? Anyway. Something I heard someplace before. I've already confessed. I've moved on. Amen. We know. But this is eye-opening to me, because this means some of the things that we would overlook, some of the things that where people have done us wrong, okay, if we don't respond the right way, it's put on our account as wickedness. That's not good for a believer. I'm telling you, I'm still scared. I know Paul mentioned this last week, but it still grieves me when I hear people who have gone through so much pain. So much. It didn't say anything about the other people being right. We know most of them are wrong. But it's how we respond And I don't want to get this far as a Christian and then lose it because of a knucklehead that's going to keep me out of the kingdom. If it doesn't keep me out of the kingdom, it keeps me from the reward that God has for me.
Yeah.
And the relationship with Him. Mm-hmm.
And the relationship with Him and His future they have. I can't bring the unforgiveness into my new season. In fact, let's just be as bold as to say this. The devil doesn't want you to get to your new season. So he will influence certain, I don't want to say knuckleheads, he will influence certain folk, things that happen, to prompt you to exercise your your forgiveness. And it's so subtle. It's so subtle you don't see it. Somebody will do something to you, and then all of a sudden, grass in the street, somebody will do something to you, and then all of a sudden, I'm just using that as an example. Sandra, I've been delivered. See what I had to deal with when you gone out? All right. I don't want that to be an opportunity for the enemy to keep me from going to where God wants me to be. Got to let that go. All right. That ought to be the primary goal for us as Christians, is using the Holy Spirit as a spiritual GPS and guide and discernment, and just to be watchful. I always wondered what Jesus was talking about. Watch, 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 watch for what? It's watch for stuff like this that keeps me out of alignment. And then the blind side is we'll show up for church and won't even know that we're out of alignment with God. That's the danger. Because we're doing all the other outside godly stuff. And this one slips by. All right? So, powerfully, I just want to make sure. And I know it's difficult, but here's the key. It's the question again. I just wanted to highlight that question again. Then his Lord, verse 32, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant. Man, you know, I had to forgive my neighbor like 3 or 4 more times. I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Brings that back to his recollection. And here it is, the key question. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?
Forgive others as I forgive you.
We pray it all the time in the Lord's Prayer. So, but there's the question. And if it's hard to forgive, I'm raising my hand. It is hard to forgive. It's even harder to forget. Right? But it's hard to forgive. But when I answer that question, he just made it a whole lot easier. That question just made it a whole lot easier for me to forgive everything. Everything from yesterday to 5 minutes ago to 1776. All right. Everything from past, present, and future just made it a whole lot easier for me to let go and forgive. All right. Because he wants me to answer that question. This is how the kingdom of God works. The parable says the kingdom of heaven is like this. It's like this. It's like this question and how we answer. Should we not also forgive others, even as he has forgiven us? And if he hasn't forgiven us of anything, then go out there with your bad self. But I need him to keep forgiving me from yesterday, today, and what I might do tomorrow. What a question. And how will we answer that question today? Should we not also have compassion on our fellow servant, even as he has had compassion on us? Wow.
Yes.
I know it's out of style. I know it's old, but it's not out of style. Still relevant. Got nothing to do with technology. It's got everything to do with the kingdom.
They don't deserve it just like we don't deserve it.
Well, good. Yes. Because they deserved it. All right. Verse 34. And his Lord was wroth. Man, you want to make God mad?
No.
Well, Don't forgive somebody who trespassed against you. All right? And delivered him to the tormentors. Are you telling me maybe some of the torment that we're going through could be because we got unforgiveness?
Yes.
Till he should pay all that was due him. So, here we go. Connection to the parable in the kingdom. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. My neighbor came out the door the other day and said, "Hey man, what's going on?" I'm like, "Hey, hold on." I forgave him. But I needed to come a little bit deeper. So the next time I saw him, I'm like, "Hey," had a couple other words for him or whatever. I'm past the grass in the street.
It has to come from your heart.
It's got to come from my heart. Yeah. Got to be genuine. Got to come from my heart. Can't be one of them, you know, three-finger fish handshakes. Got to be, you know.
Genuine.
Whatever. It's genuine. Put some time in. All right. Alright, let's go through some of my commentaries that I looked at, and then we'll close this up. I made some notes. I went and looked at a couple of commentary notes, my favorite commentaries, and here's some. Oh, who had James 2:13?
I got it.
Alright, what does James 2:13 say?
For judgment without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy.
Oh! James 2:13. Let's say that again. What'd that say again?
For judgment.
For judgment.
Without mercy.
Is without mercy.
To the one who has shown no mercy.
Woo!
And then mercy triumphs over judgment.
Man! So if you don't do step 5, which is mercy, when step 6 comes, trials, you fail. Don't make it to the promised land of the gifts, whatever, rewards or whatever. Man, I tell you, I need his mercy every day. In fact, he said his mercies are new every day. But I don't get it unless I do 1, 2, 3, and 4. We okay? Let's see what some of the commentaries are. I like David Guzik. He had a couple of good things to say. Here's one. There are many sincere Christians who withhold forgiveness from others for mistaken reasons, and they feel entirely justified in doing so. But I'm not greater than God. And if God forgives and I don't forgive, I just made myself greater than God, and I know I'm not, I'm in trouble. I am totally deceived. All right? There needs to be continual forgiveness. Do you ever have those moments when you've forgiven somebody, but then all of a sudden you think about it or something else happens or whatever, and they come back up to your mind again, and you got to forgive them all over again? You did forgive him the first time. I believe this. You forgave him the first time, but sometimes something will come back up and you have to go through the process again. Because the enemy will bring it up again.
Yes.
So it's just exercise. Oh, and it should be easier the next time around.
Sometimes we just say the words.
Yeah, because it ain't coming from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Answer.
I don't know where I know I didn't read it in the scripture.
Okay.
But don't sometimes you go through steps of, you go through forgiveness.
Right.
It has to, over time it takes place in your heart. I heard this, I think I may have heard from my minister, may have said this at one time. I'm not saying who he said it, but go through it, do the forgiveness. Forgive from your like from your mind.
Yep, heart, mind. Okay.
But your heart, it takes place. It's long. It takes longer for it to take place in your heart. But you keep forgiving. You keep going until it happens.
Okay. So.
Is that?
It has to start with a choice.
Yeah. It's more like a choice of forgiving. Yeah.
And when you first choose to forgive, you may not really feel like forgiven. But it starts with you making that choice, and then
over time in your heart,
and the Holy Spirit working in you.
So you're saying time heals. Time heals all wounds.
He's got to do it, though. We can't do it.
So I will say this.
In our own power.
And Sandra says you can't do it in your own power. Hold on. Yeah. So here we go. This is my opinion. One, time heals all wounds. I don't know if that's in Scripture or not. But it sounds good. I think there's a couple ways you can do this. Has anybody ever done this? You're where the Lord wants you to be right now. But it took you a little while to get there.
Oh, yeah.
But now you've learned something, maybe from this class, maybe from me, and now you see that what took me 30, 40 years to learn, all right, I could have picked up in a day.
Yeah.
So wherever you got that from, true. Sometimes you got to go through a process. There's a scripture. We through the washing of the word. Well, you don't just wash through the word one. It's continual washing, continually going through the steps or whatever, so that you can get that release. But when, let's go back to what Sandra said. This is my belief. This is my thought. But when God started to move for the children of Israel, some things took a while, but when he really wanted to move, things started happening quick. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And if we really do like Sandra said, and let God do this, can God make something happen quick, fast, and in a hurry? Well, I'd rather him take care of my unforgiveness quick, fast, and in a hurry than me to be lingering on through some long process, and then all of a sudden, Al makes a left when he should have made a right and takes me out on my motorcycle. And I still got some stuff lingering. If I know how to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry, then let's do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Let me put this in a parable. When you go through the drive-thru, I went through the drive-thru today to get a biscuit for my mama. And I'm on a time thing because I got to try to get here in time. All right? And the line is not that long, but somebody must have a long order because they're like, it takes 5 minutes on this one order.
Yeah, only
2 inches.
Probably is that working?
I don't know. But somebody, and then I'm looking, I'm like, you know, I wonder what the size bag is going to be when she's going to be putting out the doggone window. When you got large orders, maybe you need to go inside. Folk got to get the church back here or whatever. All right? Now.
Only Jimmy getting those 2 strawberry donuts.
Well, then they can take their time on that one then. Because he better not roll in here without a strawberry donut. But here's my thing. When you want something to happen for you, did you want it now? Well, don't you think God deserves it now? Yeah. Let that thing go.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying you're holding it.
Go. I want it done. I want it complete. I don't want. So let him completely take it out.
Yeah.
That question. All right. So here's the answer to the question. Should I not have compassion and forgiveness on this person? Yeah, I'm going to go through the process. Yeah, I should give them. Yeah, because what you've done for me, I should go on and forgive them. Let me go through the process.
No, you're there. I'll forgive you.
Well, what's the residue?
What I'm saying is, sometimes, it's hard for me to explain.
That's all right. I'm looking at Al right now. And
it's like whoever hurt you, that you are forgiven, your heart is still wounded, and it takes a while to heal that wounded heart.
So you're saying it's not the unforgiveness. You're talking about the pain.
The process of forgiving.
Yeah.
Well, there is a scripture in the Bible that says, trying to recover an offended brother is harder than trying to overtake a strong city. When you hurt folk, it takes a while to get that thing back together. Mm-hmm. However, is God able? Yeah. So I give it to God. Anthony, what you got?
Yeah. just like you said, well, basically, it shouldn't be a deadline on how long it takes to go for God. Once we give it to God, we shouldn't put a deadline on God to say, hey.
Are you trying to say, God, I know what I need to be doing, and I'm going to do it, right, but I'll do it tomorrow?
And, right.
No, wait a minute. You didn't even look back there. He was nodding his head in agreement until you said something. Now he didn't change his mind. What do you want to say?
I was just saying that, right, basically we could sometimes feel like, okay, we're not forgiving this person fast enough. Or,
oh.
And
okay.
We might think there's something wrong with us if we don't forgive them fast enough.
I think the key to forgiveness, and it's just a personal observation.
All right.
Is you have to intentionally keep yourself from doing the same things.
Intentionally keep yourself from doing the same things. And to be obedient. Right.
And when you practice obedience, over time, God will do your
part. Right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So there's a little difference between the healing and the forgiveness. Okay. All right. Yeah, practice the forgiveness.
Not stirring the waters, not saying mean and hateful things.
Not rehearsing in your own head. Because sometimes when you rehearse something happens to you, that keeps you from
bringing your past back.
Living in your
own. Well, if you left that thing in Egypt,
yeah,
then you wouldn't have to keep revisiting it. Or, when it comes into your mind, you kill it.
Absolutely. That's what I was about to say. Sometimes thoughts like
thoughts are gonna come,
just pop into your mind out of nowhere, and you're like, "Where'd that come from?"
Absolutely.
But I had that happen the other night. I was laying down. I was so tired, about to go to sleep, and then something came in my mind, and I was like, under my breath, not wanting to wake up my neighbor. I was like, "Mm-mm, that's under the blood of Jesus. I'm going to sleep. I'm not gonna think about that anymore. That has to go back from where it came. Jesus, greater is He who was
Thank
in
you.
Me than He who was in the Lord." And you know, and it was a fearful thing, and I was like, perfect love casts out fear. God says God is love. I mean, I just had to, like,
yeah.
And it was like under my breath, mm-hmm, to make that thought
go away. Cast all thoughts.
Abortion is wrong, but not when it comes to evil thoughts. Yeah, kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Before it bursts something
it
that you don't want
to
have.
And it comes out of nowhere to try to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. The enemy, I mean, obviously that's where it comes from, but it's just like random times, random places.
It's called familiar spirits.
And it's always
because you're familiar with it, but the devil comes through it. Yeah, absolutely. 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 And you gotta go through the process again. So I don't lose the mercy that He gave me. Yeah, it's a battle. He's won it for us, but it's just staying. And you got little bumps in life that'll knock you out of alignment. Just stay in alignment. And you know, when your car gets out of alignment, what do? You take it to the shop, and they get you back in alignment. Just go back through the process, get back in alignment. All right? Okay. Here's some other thoughts. We have an even greater obligation to forgive than God does. We have no right to withhold forgiveness from others. We are the debtor, forgiven almost an infinite debt. We will hold on to the small. Will we hold on to the small debts that others owe us? No. What possible right do we have?
If God forgives us.
To hold on to our unforgiveness. That's the question. Because it hurt me real bad. I can't answer that question without saying, Lord, I'm sorry. All right. A couple other commentary notes here that I have. Here's one. It is important to understand the distinction that can be made between forgiveness and reconciliation. Two different things.
Mm-hmm.
All right? True reconciliation of a relationship can only happen when both parties agree to it. And it may require repentance on both parties. Yet forgiveness can be one-sided.
Amen.
So I'm going to forgive everybody. If the relationship is jacked up, it ain't my fault. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I need to forgive you, but because you are still jacked up, I just don't need to have that kind of relationship with you, so I'm going to keep forgiving you, but I'm going to back off because I know that you're still stuck on crazy and you ain't repenting, and you're just going to be, you just, yeah, there's some people that I'm like, okay, I'm not talking to you because it's Saturday and Sunday's coming. You ain't going to mess up my flow. No.
But I don't think forgiveness and forgetting are synonymous. I believe you're going to forgive, but you don't, I mean, I don't think God needs to be, you know, like, just this little example here. He could have forgiven that man his debt.
Right.
That doesn't mean he needs to loan you any more money.
Right? No, I'm not loaning him. No! Absolutely not! No!
I mean, you can forgive them.
Well, here's the answer. Follow the Spirit. Right. So I loan you some money. You didn't pay me back. I forgive you. Be free. Don't come back with your hand, though. Unless the Spirit tells me to do it. Spirit might not have told me to give it to you in the first place. So I'm following the Spirit. If the Spirit says, wait a minute. And God also gives you common sense. So, all right, you a bad investment. That's in my logical mind. Let me ask the Lord what he thinks. If he confirms that I'm not supposed to give it to you because you're a bad risk, then I'm not giving it to you. And I'm not going to feel guilty about that. I'm not going to feel guilty about that. If the Lord didn't tell me to give it to you, I'm not going to give it to you. Because I might be enabling you
to keep
doing dumb stuff.
Because the Lord wants us to forgive for our heart, but he doesn't want us to hurt again.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a punk religion. We're not supposed to be somebody's doormat.
No.
And I don't even want to talk about the people out there on every corner or whatever with their signs up.
Have a McDonald's gift card or a bag of pet crackers.
Follow the Spirit. They got something called Care Montgomery or whatever, and they got ministries that are going to go out there and deal with them. Give to Care Montgomery. If the Lord leads you to put a $5 bill in their hand, go on and do what the Lord tells you to do. If the Lord tell you, and I'm in a hurry to get to church, and the Lord tells you to stop traffic so you can give a dollar to somebody else, you better think about that again. Don't lean on my horn. Stop a preacher from getting to church on time. All right. So follow the Spirit. I'm tired of driving up to some of these places or whatever. Sometimes I give them money, sometimes I don't. Often I don't. Sometimes I do. But, you know, I'm like, oh, man, let me pull over here. I know I got to make a left-hand turn, but let me pull over here to the right because I don't want you to see me. No, I wave at you all day long. Hey, God, I haven't smiled upon you or whatever. I'm giving to the other thing or whatever. Yo, follow the Spirit. How do I get on that? All right, let's go. That just came out of nowhere. I don't know. I guess I'm
thinking it, too, when you said it.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. Oh, you were thinking it?
Thinking about that.
Yeah, maybe that's what you're thing. Either that or I was looking at Al and he looked like somebody in need. I don't know. So anyway. All right. I like what Charles Spurgeon says. If we forgive in words only but not from our heart, we remain in the same condition. All right. And lastly, Matthew Henry. This represents the sin of those who, though they are not unjust in demanding that which is not their own, okay, yet are rigorous and unmerciful in demanding that which is their own, argues a greater love of money and less love for our neighbor than we ought to have. Thought that was a good one. All right. The sins and sufferings of our fellow servants should be a matter of grief to us. We already mentioned that. And lastly, I just threw this in just because I like it. Seek justice, have mercy, walk humbly with our God. Or your God. Casting Crowns has a song. Mm-hmm. We were made to be. We were made to be. What's the name of that song? We were meant to be courageous. We meant to be courageous. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. That's in the tail end of that song. All right. Anybody have any questions? This ends the parable of the unforgiving servant. You've gotten through one. Praise God.